This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump held a pre-holiday rally in Florida Tuesday night. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The president started his Thanksgiving holiday with the rally in Sunrise, Florida Tuesday night.
America is winning again. And America is respected again.
Trump took aim at the ongoing impeachment inquiry in Washington.
The radical left Democrats are trying to rip our nation apart.
And he ripped former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
All of a sudden, his father becomes vice president. And he's making millions and millions.
The president also downplayed his unscheduled trip to Walter Reed National Medical Center earlier this month.
I was there just to save a little time in January. I feel great.
The president and his family will be spending Thanksgiving weekend at Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach. I'm Mike Gracia.
Rescuers in Albania are still searching for people possibly trapped in collapsed buildings. At least 18 people were killed, hundreds injured, and the powerful quake felt across the southern Balkans. Sabina Casafranco reports.
It was just before 4 o'clock in the morning when the powerful 6.4 magnitude quake hit Albania. Residents were woken up and fled their beds and homes terrified. It lasted an endless 179 seconds. Rescue workers and firefighters were digging through the rubble and using excavators in search of any survivors. Dozens of people were taken to the hospitals, some with more serious injuries than others. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
And as always, for details on much more news, we'd like to invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. From VOA News here in Washington, this is VOA News. Federal safety regulators will have total control over approvals of every new Boeing 737 MAX airliner. We get more details on that story from the AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The FAA says federal inspectors will be the only ones to issue safety certificates for new Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. The regulatory administration has been sharply criticized for previously ceding authority to Boeing to okay the certification under supervision by government inspectors. Some 400 of the airliners remain grounded since a pair of crashes killed 346 people. Despite that, Boeing has continued to build the planes, about 300 now in storage, awaiting the lifting of the grounding and FAA safety certifications. FAA Administrator Stephen Dixon has refused to publicly set a date for the plane's return to service. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Spanish police have managed to tow a sunken submarine believed to be carrying tons of cocaine into a northwestern port and now want to extract its cargo. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
A team is hoping to crane lift the 65-foot sub onto land so experts can easily get inside. Meanwhile, Spanish media is reporting the vessel could be carrying 3 metric tons of cocaine, but officials say this can't be confirmed yet, nor where the sub started from, although police do suspect Colombia. The sub had sank as police tried to intercept it on Sunday. A police diver had got to pull out one package of the drug before the craft fully sank. One puzzle is if the crew, two of whom had been arrested, sank the sub on purpose. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Thousands of Palestinians marched throughout the West Bank area Tuesday in what they call a day of rage over the recent change in U.S. policy regarding Jewish settlements. The Trump administration abandoned a decades-old U.S. policy that declared Israeli Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. And President Trump had some fun while carrying out a White House Thanksgiving tradition. AP correspondent Saga Magani has that story.
In the Rose Garden, Butter, a 47-pound turkey, was ready for the annual presidential pardon. The president noted both Butter and partner Bread were raised to stay calm in all situations.
Which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
And he wasn't done with the impeachment jokes.
Unlike previous witnesses, you and I have actually met.
The president went on to grant Butter a full and complete pardon.
Butter, I wish you a lot of luck.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
And from here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.